Hello, and welcome to
Ryan and Hannah!
I'm Ryan.
I'm Theo.
I'm Hannah. And today, this is going to be a little bit different. It's probably going to be a really long episode. This is about controversial opinions, or just opinions in general that we have that might be controversial.
Hot takes.
Super big trigger warning disclaimer. We might be getting into triggering content like sexual assault, the R.
Slurs in general.
Slurs in general, homophobia, lesbophobia, probably transphobia.
Probably.
Like, everything under the sun. So, if that, any of that, like, triggers you, probably don't watch this episode. We're probably gonna put timestamps in the description if you want to skip.
Yeah.
And this is an open conversation. If you're super opinionated and you like arguing, this is not the episode for you.
Yeah. If you want to add something onto like what we say, you can DM our TikTok, or I think we have an Instagram.
We do have an Instagram.
We don't use it.
We don't post on it.
Yeah,
but if you were to send us a message, I would see it.
Yeah, we would still see it, so.
So, just a big disclaimer, long episode, if you don't like long episodes,
sorry. Also, if you don't like crunching, fuck you, I'm eating chips.
That's basically it.
Should we explain why it's a long episode? Because,
right. So, we were gone again for 3 months.
Yeah.
And that's because the corona had a big spike the week before Halloween.
Yeah.
And we just couldn't see each other for 3 months.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, this is, like, making up the time.
Yeah, this is the first time we've seen each other in 3 months, pretty much. So,
rough stuff.
And, I talk a lot. I have a lot of opinions. Mine is probably going to take up most of the episode.
Yeah.
Well, that's fine. I only have one topic, I think, unless, like, something that you guys say make me think of, oh, this might be something I want to talk about, so.
So, again, trigger warning for heavy topics, just in case. If we might even not talk about this episode, we don't know.
Yeah.
But just be safe. Drink some water. Take your meds.
Yes, hydrate or dehydrate.
wear a mask.
Yeah, in the description, I'll go ahead and put in, like, all the things that could be triggering that we talk about for sure, and I'll make sure to put in timestamps.
Take care of yourself, we love you, and let's get into this episode.
Yeah, you guys are gorgeous.
Yes, beautiful people!
So, okay, I'm gonna go first. Just a general trigger warning for lesbophobia. I'm very, what's the word?
A lesbian?
I know I'm a lesbian, I know what lesbian means. But, I'm very, like, this hits home to me, because I am a lesbian.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
There's gonna be a lot of ranting, okay?
Yes.
Ranting.
So, I haven't talked to you guys about this,
okay.
But I saw a couple weeks ago, this trans dude, he was talking about where he grew up, and he said he grew up in a dykish town.
I
have a problem with that.
Yeah, that's not okay.
So, here's, like, a general opinion I have.
Mm-hmm.
No one but lesbians should have an opinion about who can say dyke.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
Yeah.
If you're not a lesbian, you don't have an opinion.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the T slur, and it's like the
S slur. And if you say the D slur, and a lesbian tells you to stop, you should listen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Personally, me, I don't care if my friends say it, except for Theo.
Yeah, I am not a woman, so
if Theo called me a dyke, I would punch you in the face.
I would, like, give you full permission to punch me as hard as you could, because that's not okay.
I don't care if Ryan calls me a dyke. That's just our friendship.
Yeah.
It's very different for everyone else.
Mm-hmm. Also, a topic that I want to throw into that. Mm-hmm. I saw some people say that, personally myself, I don't like saying the F slur, because I just don't.
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, just a personal thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw some people say that only gay men could say the F slur, and that's only reclaimed for them, and I wanted to see what you guys thought on that, because I didn't have an opinion on it.
I don't think that's true, because everyone in the LGBTQ community has been called the F slur.
Yeah, that's fair. I agree.
Like, that's, like, the main slur, and I personally think everyone should say it. I don't say it unless it's, like, in a jokey way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'll call myself a fag, but I wouldn't go up to, like, some random gay person and call them a fag.
Yeah.
We had to talk to my brother who lives in Australia, because his friends are all like, you know, they're teenage boys and they want to be dicks. And so they started calling things faggy and gay, and they're all straight white men.
Mm-hmm. Which is immediately an
Yeah, but my brother is better than that, and he knows it. He knows it's not funny, but he just wants to be like, my friends are saying it, so, you know, we had to have a big talk to him about how it's not okay for him to say that.
Okay, we got straight back. back to the main thing that I was going to talk about. Mm-hmm. So this trans dude said he lived in a dykish community, and I have a problem with that because personally, I think as a trans dude, you understand more that word, and you shouldn't say it because you understand that it's mainly only for, like, LWLs, women who love women, and, like...
You said LWL. Did you mean...
Love women love.
I can't do words, you should know this by now, but I just think you have, like, that experience of being called that when you were presenting as femme.
Yeah.
And I think it's like, you should be able to recognize why you can't say it.
Mm-hmm.
Cause like, and like, you're a dude.
Yeah.
I have a big problem with like dudes. No matter if you're trans or not, if you're like a dude or presenting masculine, I just don't think you can say it
like
whatsoever.
Period. Female to male, you're a male, so you can't say dyke.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I think only bi girls, pan girls, lesbians, and I guess, like, maybe non-binary lesbians should be able to say it because they, like,
they
get
present.
Yeah.
Like that, yeah.
But also, even if you were a bi girl, you can't have an opinion on it because you were not the group at first.
Yeah, there was a huge thing on TikTok a while back about that.
I'm gonna talk about
it
that.
It was one, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So story time a while back. This is why I left TikTok. Corpse husband, he said dyke while reading a story.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing.
And it was like 4 years ago or something.
He was an adult. That's the main. He was an adult. He understood. Mm-hmm. He knew the word.
Yeah.
That doesn't excuse it. Anyways.
Yeah. I'm not saying it does. Mm-hmm.
So he said it. And then a bunch of people had an opinion on it. And this one specific girl, I don't remember if she was lesbian or bi. Pretty sure she was bi.
I think she was bi, yeah.
but she said, it's okay if he says it. It was in a story. First of all, who are you to have an opinion on that?
Yeah.
Who are you to say, yes, no, you can't say this? You're bi or pan. You can't have an opinion on it. Lots of people say, we get called it too. So sad for you, I don't care. People get called the T-slur who aren't trans.
Yeah.
I can't say it. Ryan can't say it.
Yeah.
I'm not, like, bothered that I can't say it.
Yeah. It's a word, you can't say that. Oh, well.
Yeah.
You're not missing out on much.
And, like, not to, like, say it's on the same league as the N-slur, it's not.
Yeah.
But... It's kind of like that, where only black people can say it.
Mm-hmm.
No, not... if you're, like, Hispanic, you can't say it. You're not black.
Yeah.
It's just, like... And all the comments were, like, I'm bi, and I think this is okay.
Well,
yeah.
you're
bad.
Your opinion doesn't matter.
Exactly. Yeah. Nobody asked you.
Yeah.
Also, it's not hard to skip over the word in the story.
I mean, in English class, in a few books, the N-word is stated, but kids skip that word
because
they're smart.
Like, in To Kill a Mockingbird. No one's gonna say the N-slur.
Yeah.
Exactly. It doesn't matter who you are. I mean, you can't say that in school anyway, but, like...
Yeah.
You know, like, how... Some white people say it. But, we all know say it.
Oh, God,
I
had to explain it to my brother the other day.
The N-word?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Because he watches a lot of YouTube.
Oh.
That makes sense.
He watches a lot of YouTube, and he said it, and my mom was like, nope, we're shutting this down.
So, I got super mad at it, and then after that, I kept seeing all these lesophobic TikToks, that's why I left TikTok. I probably won't come back to it. Maybe.
You get a lot of the same content on Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe if, like, I'm in a better place, I might. But, like, right now, no.
Do you watch the TikToks we sent?
No. Well, okay, when I, like, press on it, it goes to Safari.
Okay.
And it just, like, I don't want to, like, close the tab after I see it. It's just, it's a,
hassle.
It's a hassle. Okay. Even though it's, like, 1 second. It's a hassle for me.
It's all really good.
Ryan, you wrote some stuff down. Do you want to say some?
Okay. We already talked about the first thing that I was going to write. So I heard, you probably know more about this because Twitter has everything. I'm not really on Twitter, but Sia made a movie.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And it's so ableist.
Yeah.
Right? Like, so, like, I don't know much on it.
Can I, like, say the background?
Yes.
So, okay. Sia made a movie. It's called Music. It's about this autistic girl who, like, hyperfixation, I think. I'm not sure. I don't know all the terms. I'm sorry. But they, like... She was, like, her, like, special theme was music, and she's called Music. And in the trailer that came out, before the movie came out, she was doing, like, also, hold on, real quick, actor, not autistic. Maddie Zeigler's not autistic.
I hate it when that happens.
And yeah. I'm gonna talk about this a little bit. On Twitter, the trailer came out, everyone was mad, like, Maddie Zeigler is an autistic.
This is the Kiss song.
Okay, shh, I'm not talking about that. Everyone on Twitter was like, hey, this actor is an autistic, why wouldn't you have an autistic person play an autistic character?
Yeah, I find it really annoying when movie companies don't play, like, don't cast the right people for the role.
But here's the thing, on Twitter, Sia responded, she's like, well, maybe you're just bad actors. Maybe you're just not good at acting.
What?
It's ableist.
Yeah, that's so...
insanely.
And everyone got mad.
Yeah.
Clearly.
And, for good reason.
And in the trailer, I don't blame this on Maddie Zeigler. She was, like, forced into playing the role. But she was, like, doing these, like, very ableist...
Actions
as, like, an autistic person. Like, you know how people are ableist... They do, like, that, they, like, do movements and, like, sounds to make fun of autistic people.
Mm-hmm.
That was what was in the trailer.
Oh, goodness.
And I watched, this, I forgot her name, but this autistic YouTuber, she talked about it. I'm gonna look her up so you guys can watch the
video. Yeah, I haven't seen the trailer or anything. I just heard that it was
I follow this autistic girl on TikTok, and she was talking about it.
It was, I think it was that girl. I'm gonna try to find her, because she explains it better, because she's actually autistic, and I'm not, so I think
none of us are.
Mm-hmm.
I think you should listen to her if I can find her.
If not, we can find it afterwards and put it in the description.
Yeah.
Everything's going in the description of this video.
I get really mad when people make fun of autistic people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's her name? Paige Lately.
Yeah.
Paige Lately.
I love her.
She made a video on it. It's 22 minutes. It's called Sia's Movie Music, An Autistic's Opinion. So look her up. She explains it better than we could ever do.
Because
she's actually autistic and she understands. What else were you going to say about it?
That's it. I wanted to know more about it.
That was basically it. Yeah. I don't know if the movie came out already. Also... There's another problematic thing, I think, in the trailer. So, you might know the actor who played Burr in Hamilton.
Yeah.
He was in the movie, and he, like, did this weird, like, Jamaican accent. And he has an American accent. And I'm like, Sia made that movie.
Yeah.
She's not black.
Yeah.
I never really liked Sia's songs anyway. I'm just kind of, like, boycotting her altogether.
I don't like Sia.
Yeah, I don't really like...
The only Sia song I've ever heard of is that Snowman song and the Chandelier song. Yeah.
I've heard Chandelier.
I've heard Alive. I like those songs, but, like, after a while, I kind of got tired of them.
Yeah.
She has a weird singing voice.
She does, but it's, like... It's unique, I guess, whatever. I just don't like her.
Yeah.
I also have, I just put down panphobes / biphobes and how I think
God,
they're annoying.
Oh my God, that is so annoying.
It is so annoying when people try to call pansexual people, like the label, transphobic.
Yeah. You mean
biphobic
or trans?
No. People like to say that pansexuality is transphobic.
What?
Aren't you pan?
I don't know what I am.
Me neither. I have both. So basically, I got into this whole argument with this girl on the LGBTQ page because she thinks so annoying. And she was talking about how it's transphobic because pan people don't have a gender preference.
Yeah, how's that transphobic?
And, like, they don't see gender, they're, like, gender blind is one of the terms and stuff like that. Mm. And people were saying that it's biphobic because it makes it sound like bi people are only for looks. I don't remember why she said it was transphobic.
Yeah, I don't know why either. That doesn't make sense.
Me neither. Oh, it was because, I remember now, it was because people were talking about how bi only means two, but I think it bisexual means two or more.
Yeah, I think it means two or more, too.
And I think they were saying it was transphobic because we, some people include, like, men, women, trans people in the description of pansexuality, but that's not what it is.
Yeah, it's not what pan is.
I want to tie that line back into, like, my other line. Mm-hmm. Lots of white bi girls think I'm biphobic because of the dyke thing, and I think that's very funny.
Yeah.
I just wanted to put that out there. I have a personal vendetta against white cis bi girls.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Just casually describing,
yeah,
Ryan.
It's fine. Another thing about the biphobic lesbians, I think, are so annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How they say, I would never date a bi girl because she'd just leave me for a man. Same with biphobic dudes who say their girlfriend's going to leave them for a woman.
Yeah,
well, first of all,
that.
They probably will
because
if you're treating
trash.
Her like that.
I kind of had that opinion. I'm going to explain. Mm-hmm. I kind of had that opinion for a little bit, and that's because my girlfriend, my first girlfriend, who was bi, I think, she was bi or pan. She cheated on me with a dude, and I was like, I'm, like, wary of dating bi pan girls now, because I'm afraid of getting cheated on a dude, but, like, I'm past that mindset.
I think that was just her shitty personality
yeah.
altogether.
I'm, like, I'm past that, I don't care.
You've grown as a person!
Exactly!
Woo! I've grown as a person, like, a lot.
Oh, yeah. Quarantine and just, like, everything has changed so many people.
Definitely. Do you want to talk about your opinion?
About what you guys are talking about? Because
no,
I've got a whole different thing.
Your opinion. Just do it anyways.
Okay. So, I'm trans, obviously. And when I was getting my name changed for the school system, when we go back in person eventually, they had to ask me, they had to go through this whole form with me about, like, regulations and shit. Sorry. And one of the thing was dress code. And that kind of irritated me, because why would that really matter?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'll dress however I want. Most of the time I just wear a hoodie and jeans, though, because that's what I'm comfortable with. But if I wanted to go to school wearing a full-on dress,
like
I would rock it.
Like what you're wearing now?
Yeah, like what I'm wearing now. I would rock it.
Yeah, they don't mark down boys for wearing dresses in school.
I thought they did it at our school.
Probably our school. Our school is very...
I swear, like, in the freshman orientation, they said something about, like, dudes in skirts. I swear they did.
I probably did. Our school
is
wrong.
That is so dumb.
Yeah, I find it really annoying how dress codes...
I could be wrong. I'm just saying, but I swear they did.
Yeah, I don't know. I find it really irritating how, like, people will get mad at boys or masculine people wearing more feminine clothing.
Oh,
yeah.
I wrote about this in an English assignment.
Oh, yeah, you were full on ranting.
I did.
That reminds me.
So, real quick, I want to...
Yeah, you're fine. Go ahead.
There was this English assignment about... What was it about, Brian?
I think
it was the chivalry codes, the codes of chivalry. Right. The rights of chivalry. I don't remember.
Anyways, we had, like, a statement, and we had 5 minutes to write about that statement. And one of the statements was, it was, like, does society have double standards for men and women? I said yes.
Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely.
Obviously. And in my, I wrote, like, an entire paragraph.
Mm-hmm.
In my paragraph, I first started with the women stuff, because
mm-hmm.
I am a woman, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other section, I was talking about how if men dress feminine, they're seen as gay.
Yeah, which is not true at all.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you don't want to wear feminine stuff, that's fine.
Yeah.
But don't bash people who do.
Yeah.
In the paragraph, I had to write, like, they're looked down upon. Because I couldn't just say, like, they're seen as a fag.
Yeah. And, I mean, toxic masculinity these days is, like, so bad. Because more people are being more comfortable with how they're dressing and how they're presenting to society.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll see more dudes wearing makeup, wearing skirts and stuff, which they rock. They look fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but society is like, let's not do that, maybe? Mm. So it just, it irritates me so
much. Who's that Candace girl who bashed Harry Styles for wearing a dress in his magazine
thing?
I
hate how people do that.
There was this one girl on Instagram, and she was, like, going off on Instagram and Twitter about how it's disgusting that Harry Styles wore a dress.
Harry Styles rocked that dress better than anyone could have ever.
Oh, yeah.
I'm absolutely in love with Harry Styles.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Also, another thing on music. This is a personal opinion of mine. You can very much disagree with this. I want to be mad. But I believe you can't criticize music the same way you can criticize a movie or a TV show. I think you just can't. Because, like,
it's music, man.
It's music.
I love music.
You can criticize a musical because that has a story.
Mm-hmm.
You can criticize albums that, like, are a story. But, like, if it's, like,
A single,
like, pop song that's on the charts right now, like, Megan Thee Stallion, Crybaby. Why would you criticize that? She's just singing about getting fucked. What's so wrong with that?
People were so mad at WAP.
Yeah, I know. Like, it was...
What the heck? Nobody got mad that that song by Pink Guy existed. Mm-hmm. That She's So Nice. I fucking love that song, by the way. It's so good. Nobody got mad at that.
Yeah.
But once it was a woman embracing her sexuality, it was terrible.
Like, I don't understand people who are like, you can't listen to this song unless it's, like, very very offensive. But, like, if it's, like, a regular pop song, like, you can't listen to it because I don't like it.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Leave the room so I can listen to the song? Like,
I don't like the Beatles. I don't care if Ryan likes the Beatles.
Yeah.
I asked today, like, my only one gripe was, can we, like, skip Beatles songs?
Yeah, and we did.
Like, Beatles is on right now. I might have flashed you. I think I did.
That's I don't care. I don't like the Beatles because they're a group of white cis men.
Yeah. That's Hannah's least favorite thing in the whole world.
Yeah.
No, never mind. I was going to say I like the Try Guys, but Eugene is Asian and gay. So, I couldn't. That's not the same thing.
No, the Try Guys are funny, though. I've seen a little bit of their content.
But, just, like, that's my opinion about music. Just, like, why criticize? It's a 3-minute song. What is there to criticize about it?
Oh my god. There was this thing in Bohemian Rhapsody when the record company was criticizing Bohemian Rhapsody, the song, to Queen, because it was 6 minutes long, and then Freddie Mercury said, "I pity your wife if you think 6 minutes is forever." I fucking love that quote so much.
What did you just write down?
So the whole thing that happened with Brendan Urie about how, like, how he is as a person.
What is that? I saw he maybe was, transphobic.
He was super transphobic, biphobic.
And racist, too.
And also probably a pedo.
Oh, yeah. No. That's what I heard.
There's accusations about him and stuff. So my thing with those type of artists, because I still like some Panic at the Disco songs, but I'll listen to, like, I'll also listen to those songs sometimes, but not from, like, not on that YouTube channel. Like, I'll go to something, like...
Like a cover of it?
Yeah, like a cover of it or something. Or, like, where it serves the lyrics but doesn't credit the author
Here's the thing. There's this big thing, separating the art from the artist. I think that's very true, unless they're super bad. In which case, if I, like one song from them, I'll go on private, and then I'll go, like, listen to it. Because, like, that doesn't count as a view. Yeah. Since it's private, it won't, like, show up in my history.
I think about that a lot, too, because I saw a documentary on Michael Jackson. Mm-hmm. Michael Jackson was actually a pedophile.
Yeah.
I watched that whole thing, and it made me sick to my stomach. But there's one song that I really, really like of him, and it's the Billie Jean. I really like Billie Jean, because it's like a whole inside joke with my... family, because Joseph thought it was called Rip My Jeans, so we say that all the time, but that's, like, the only song I ever listen to of him, and I try not to listen to it most times.
Yeah, if I, like, hear an artist is super anything phobic, I just try not to listen to them. If I, like, really want to, I'll go on private, I'll go listen to it, but that's, like, only, like...
I don't know about the private thing, so I will be using that to listen to some songs that
If you're, like, on private, like, on Safari, it's not gonna count.
Yeah.
It's not gonna give them money.
Okay, yeah. I'll do that, because there's still some, like, songs that I really like that resonate with me, but are by certain creators that are, like, so my whole thing is stand the music, screw the artist.
Yeah, separate art from artist.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about J.K. Rowling and Harry Potter.
Yeah. So, I'm sure everyone knows about J.K. Rowling, But, so our thing in our group is that J.K. Rowling is not the author.
Yeah.
No, it's the, who's the person who wrote the Percy
Jackson? Rick Riordan. Right.
Yep.
That's
Rick, he wrote Harry
that's
Potter.
That's not his name. Hold on.
No, it's Rick something.
It's Rick something. Hold on.
Yeah. Let Rick me look something
it
up. Is
it was either
name.
Him or Daniel Radcliffe, yeah. Or like they worked together.
Did you hear about the thing that the actor that played Draco? Did you hear
Tom
about
Felton?
That?
I yeah. heard there was something about him, but I never got all the details.
What's the book called? Percy Jackson.
Percy Jackson.
But what? What are you?
I was talking to Hannah earlier when Ryan was downstairs doing something, but there's been, like, accusations, which I think are true, about Tom Felton still liking J.K. Rowling and being, like, not saying anything against how her opinions are completely wrong.
I knew that.
Yeah.
I don't know how to say his last name, but his first name's Rick.
I probably can't pronounce it.
It's right on the wiki thing.
Theo, you're so much smarter in person.
Rick Riordan.
That's basically what I said.
Yeah. But yeah, he wrote. He wrote.
Back to
Harry
your
Styles.
Thing.
Not yeah. Harry Styles. That's what I.
Yeah, Rick Riordan wrote Harry Styles.
But yeah, I don't remember what we were talking about now.
Daniel Radcliffe.
No, Tom Felton.
Oh.
Tom Felton.
Same person.
I didn't have any more to say on that, but Draco Malfoy's dad, Lucius Malfoy,
oh
the actor, is amazing.
Is he?
He is like the leader of the anti-Trump train.
Hell yeah.
I love
him. Who is he?
My phone is not up here. Let me see your phone. Or someone's phone.
My phone's recording, so we can't do that. Jesus.
Right, I always just dropped my phone.
It's Lucius Malfoy.
Yeah. I don't like Lucius Malfoy in the movies because he's very...
I don't like Harry Potter. I can't say my opinion on this.
Yeah.
Lucius
I just, I never liked Harry Potter.
Is the actor.
I also,
it's hot.
Just,
that's why I'm doing this.
I'm also just like never gonna read a book or watch a movie because of J.K. Rowling.
Yeah.
But I never liked it in the beginning.
Yeah.
Jason Isaacs. Oh, whoa, you look different.
Ryan, don't get sidetracked.
I know.
Give me my phone back.
It's Jason Isaacs. He's very, very anti-Trump.
That's good.
It's great. So is Daniel Radcliffe. Daniel Radcliffe is very, very anti J.K. Rowling.
Which is good. I love that.
I keep mentioning this, but I remember when J.K. Rowling compared taking testosterone pills to conversion therapy.
Oh my god. It's not...
No. Hormone. Jesus.
Hormone therapy.
That's not it at all.
No. It's totally different.
It's like, it's so bad, it's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Like, how transphobic can you be?
Yeah, like, how do you manage to make it worse?
Yeah. What did you just write down?
Oh, I crossed off something.
Oh, okay.
But, we were talking about slurs earlier, and I wrote down, some people are saying Karen is a slur. And there was
oh
this post
God.
That it was saying Karen, but it wasn't saying the N-word, and they were comparing the two words, and all I could think of was that one John Mulaney quote.
Also, people should say N-slur instead of N-word, because, like, people say that the N-word is only a word, but if you say N-slur, they took it more seriously.
Oh,
that's
okay.
True.
Just
that's
a
cool.
Little cut-in.
Okay, I'll start
well, yeah.
saying N-slur.
They were comparing it to the N-slur, and all I could think about was this one John Mulaney quote, where he was talking about how he wanted to put the word midget on this SNL... host thing. I have no idea what it was. I think I got that name wrong, but whatever.
Probably. That's okay, though.
He was saying that the guy who told him he couldn't put midget on TV, saying midget is as bad as the N-slur.
What?
And then he said, John Mulaney said, no, it's not. Do you want to know how I know it's not? Because we're saying the word midget, and we're not even saying what the N-slur is.
Yeah.
If you're comparing the badness of two words and you won't even say one of them, that's the worst word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know that quote by... I know that entire quote word for word. I watch that comedy special all the time.
Yeah.
I don't really have an opinion on it, but I read a little bit about it. That, like, even people who are, like, short... Should I say short?
Short.
People.
Mm-hmm.
That short people do, like, call themselves that word. I don't know if I'm allowed to say it. So I'm gonna say short people. Because I don't know the history behind it. I don't know, like, what it is now.
Yeah.
But, like, I used to watch a lot of reality TV, which is not the best place to get your information, by the way.
Yeah, no, not the best. Neither is Facebook.
Yeah. But I saw, like, a thing about that, and I don't know. I'm not a short
person.
I don't know.
I'm not short. So
I'm
I
not
can't.
The better. I don't know, like, the better word
I don't
to
know.
Describe
it. It's dwarfism. Is the
dwarfism.
Scientific term. Scientific.
Scientific.
I don't have dwarfism, so I'm not gonna really say
you're
anything
like
about it.
Tall, and it's annoying.
I'm as tall as me.
I'm 5'7". You're 5'6".
I'm five six and a half. Whoa.
Well, I'm taller than my mom, and she's 5'6", so I'm 5'7".
Giant.
Do we have any more, like, big opinions?
I got one more.
Because, honestly, we could just talk about whatever you want for the rest.
How long have we been going, do you know?
Have we even been... Yeah, we're recording.
Okay, that would suck.
Yeah,
we're at 30 minutes.
Oh, okay, this is, like, our... So we can talk about more stuff.
Yeah.
I have one more.
Okay.
It's, that teen girls can't have interests.
Oh, my God. Yeah, every, like...
Like, oh, you like makeup? One wipe. It's all over.
Yeah.
You don't like makeup? Maybe you should try some makeup because you're ugly without it.
Yeah, and the whole thing like, oh, if you wear makeup, you're catfishing us. No, just learn that makeup does things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the words.
If I looked exactly the same as when I put on makeup, then I didn't without, what was the point?
Yeah, what was the point of
it's
even doing
it? It's so stupid saying you're catfish because you wear makeup.
Exactly. Yeah.
I want to talk, okay, big old trigger warning right here. I want to talk about sexual assault, S.A. I'm going to say S.A. for the rest. Or, like, R. If I say R, it's word that is sexual assault. So, big old trigger warning. I talked to you guys about this, how if someone claims that they were S.A.'d, I should believe them all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Like, even if they lied and they came out that they lied, okay, I don't really care that much. I much rather believe a liar than an S.A.er.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What I feel like you should 100% always
believe the victim
mm-hmm.
no matter what.
Yeah.
And then if they actually get proved that they were in fact lying and they confessed to it and everything like that and it was like a fact,
mm-hmm.
then I feel like
we should just go back to normal life.
Yeah,
but I think there should be some charges for, what am I saying right now?
I have no idea.
False accusations.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I personally don't believe that, because I think it's not as big a crime as S.A.
Yeah.
So, I don't care if you lied about it.
Yeah.
Like, lots of people say, no, you can't call them a pedo, because that'll ruin their life.
Who cares?
If he's a pedo, then that's what he deserves.
Yeah,
who cares?
And if they don't, people can do background checks and see that they were wrongly accused.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh, okay, you were wrongly accused, you're fine, you do that shit here, we will...
I think if, like, it was false, then we should say, oh, that sucks for you.
Yeah, sorry, dude.
I don't really feel bad.
Yeah.
Like, Shane Dawson... He's a pedo.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
He's a pedo.
So creepy.
And people were like, no, you can't call him a pedo. That would ruin his life.
Good.
Okay, and?
Good. He is. He should
be called.
Did
you guys know about... Oh, this is such a good song. Did you know when pedos go to jail, right?
Mm-hmm.
The other criminals will absolutely beat the shit out of them.
Okay, I have something to say about this. One of my family members, my cousin, he essayed... one of my other cousins, and he's being charged right now, I think, or he's going through, like, the jury stuff right now, and I'm so excited when he gets to prison, because the people are gonna fuck his shit up.
Mm-hmm.
I think
and it'll be
my
deserved.
Uncle on my stepdad's side, so
mm-hmm.
my step-uncle. I have my story about this. It's not, like, funny, but he potentially and most definitely, they want to say potentially, but he did.
Mm-hmm.
He R-worded some girl.
Mm.
And he's getting convicted and stuff, but my stepdad was on the phone with him,
mm.
and I asked my mom who he was on the phone with, and my mom said, Jeffrey Epstein. And I immediately knew who she was talking about.
I think this might be very controversial. I think S.A. is worse than murder.
Yeah,
definitely.
That ruins a person's life.
Oh, yeah.
If you're
They'll
murdered,
never...
you don't have to think about it.
Yeah, you're dead. You're just...
Like, I know people who have been R'd. That ruins a person's life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
like,
that ruins even, like, thousands of years down the future. They're still going to be impacted by that moment.
Yeah. I think it's worse. I think it should be charged more.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it should be I don't want to say electric chair, but it should be electric chair.
Yeah.
See, here's the thing also.
I don't know. I have a really hard time describing if I'm okay with the death penalty or not.
I'm not. Here's why. I think people should suffer.
Yeah, I agree with that. Mm-hmm.
I think people should suffer, but I'm just like, I'm saying this like as a joke.
At the same, I believe with you. I believe with you.
But if you, if you've arred someone, I think you should get the electric chair, but you also should suffer for what you did.
Yeah.
But I want to believe that you should die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's where I'm at.
I hope you die on the inside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want you to, like, die slowly, very painfully. But I would...
I also want you dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like... See, I agree with that. That's what I meant to say earlier. But also, you have to, like, pay for people to be kept alive in jail sometimes. Mm-hmm. For, like, taxes and stuff. Some of that goes towards jail. And I don't really want to pay for their meals or their little jobs. But I also don't want them to die. I want them to suffer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the prison thing, I don't think people should be charged for having drugs. Mm-mm. If you have
like being in possession of drugs?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like how, like, I think cocaine is illegal, like, everywhere.
Probably.
If you, like, get caught with cocaine, I don't think you should be charged. If that's your choice. If you want to ruin your life, go ahead, ruin your life. I'm not saying, like, having one little thing of cocaine is going to ruin your life, but...
It might.
It might.
Yeah, you might get addicted and things go down the drain fast. If you, like,
have cocaine, like, once out of prayer, you get caught by the cops, I don't think you should go to jail for it.
Yeah, I mean, especially if it's, like, your first time trying it, yeah. Peer pressure's a thing, even teenagers and people in general.
Only, like, the only time, I think, if you're doing drugs and you go to jail, it should be because you harmed someone.
Yeah.
That's, like, I don't think if you, like, get caught with, like, acid in your car, like, acid, that you...
Yeah.
Not, like, literal acid, but, I don't think you should go to jail. That's my opinion.
I mean, if you're not under the influence and you're being safe about it, then you're totally fine.
Well, like, people under, like, they get DUIs, they don't go to jail immediately.
Yeah.
I think that should be, like, the same thing. You might, like, get, like, a little taxed, but you shouldn't go to jail immediately.
Yeah.
Also, the reason they go to jail is because of racism.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Another John Mulaney quote I love. He was talking about how marijuana is, like, legal everywhere. Mm-hmm. And
At that time,
yeah.
It's, like, I think it's legal everywhere now.
It is legal almost everywhere now. Nice. But he was talking about how it's almost legal everywhere. And the chat and the crowd started wooing, like, woo, and cheering. And he said, okay, don't woo if you're white. It's always been legal for us.
Yeah. I have a lot of opinions about how black people get treated by the cops.
Oh, yeah. God.
I don't think this should be the episode for
I don't
that.
Like talking about it because it makes me upset.
Yeah. Also, we're not black.
We're all white, and I'm a little native.
I'm going to recommend you to listen to black people.
Mm-hmm.
Don't listen to white people.
Don't listen to white people.
Not on these topics, anyway.
I want to, like, shove... black creators who talk about this in front of your face. I don't know any at the top of my head.
Yeah. I'll throw them in description. I'll give you time to think about it before we post this.
Yeah. But don't listen to us about black issues. We're not black.
Yeah.
Go see someone who's black or Asian issues. Go talk to someone who's Asian.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There you go.
I also have another thing I didn't write down, but it just came to my head. Mm-hmm. How homeless people are treated now, mm-hmm. How they put up spikes.
Especially in Alaska.
Especially in Alaska. We have this whole huge hobo camp on the out.
We have a lot of homeless natives.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And it's because they're native.
Yeah.
It was across the street from that park, mm-hmm. across the street, was this big old forest, and there were a bunch of tents in there, and it was obviously like a homeless camp, which mm-hmm. is fine. They're allowed to be there.
Hold on. I want to cut in real quick. Mm-hmm. One time during biology last year, we were out in the forest by our school, and our teacher said, if you see a camp, don't go near it. Like, homeless people aren't gonna hurt you.
Yeah.
But you also don't want to disturb them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't think it should be, like, seen as a bad thing that you're homeless.
No.
It should be, like...
I mean, shit happens.
Yeah, we need to help them, not be scared of them.
Yeah, okay. They're people, too. Yeah.
But they cut down all the trees over there to mm-hmm. make it so that it wasn't discreet anymore, and they didn't have any privacy.
Mm-hmm.
It was so annoying. And I hate seeing those, like, stupid, like, homeless prevention, like, making it so that
homeless
people can't sleep on benches. What the fuck.
Didn't we talk about that in SWS when we were, like, going to camp?
I think we did.
We had, like, a little seminar about it. Mm-hmm. That was stupid.
It was so stupid.
Yeah. Of course we're gonna say, yes, we should help the homeless. Are you stupid?
Also, that ties into how billionaires are awful people.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I mean, so the way the economy works, you give money, you give it to someone else, they give it to someone else by buying things. Mm-hmm. But billionaires, they pocket that. They don't spend that money.
The dude who owns Amazon can solve world hunger.
Yeah, but he doesn't. He keeps it in his pockets.
He's just like, no, I won't. I'm not gonna help people.
I want my mansion and my 17 pools and 46 house guests.
Talk to you, are my Kardashians.
Yeah.
Shouting you out.
Imagine the Kardashians are watching our podcast right now.
Why?
I don't know.
We're three gay teens. Why are they watching us? So whenever, like, I like to give money to homeless people so they can help themselves out and stuff. But whenever I try to give them, like, a $5 bill or something, my mom will be like, no, that's too much money. They'll just go buy alcohol. Like, so I'm giving them money.
I think I would rather much have them, if possible, this probably won't happen. I'd much rather them buy drugs than not have money.
Yeah, exactly. It says something about more you. Yeah. Like, if you don't give someone money because they are in need, that says something about you. That doesn't say, like...
When my
you
mom,
just assume that.
Yeah, when me and my mom used to go to take the bus and go to the North Bay Mall, there was a Burger King right over there, and there were a lot of homeless people around that area, and so we would always buy an extra meal and give it to a homeless person nearby.
Yeah,
I have a lot of social anxiety, so like I want to like help people like homeless people that I see like near restaurants. So what I'll do, since I have a lot of social anxiety and I don't like going up to strangers, I'll like tell my mom, hey, can you give my food to this person.
Yeah.
I just like, as a person with anxiety, talking to people with anxiety, that's a very valuable option. Like, you can ask people to give someone this for you.
Yeah.
I don't think you should be like afraid of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, I don't like how people, if you want to film yourself doing a nice thing and giving homeless people money, that's I think it's okay. Mm-hmm. Because at least they're doing something about it. At least they're doing something.
Yeah, I don't really like when people do that because I feel like they're doing it for clout. Like, hey, look at me being a nice person. This is probably the only time I'll ever do it because I know I can get clout off of this.
I feel that way too, but I also feel like at least they're doing
that. Yeah, that's where I'm at. I feel like you shouldn't record that because you're recording a random stranger. So you're like...
I don't care that much. I'm like with Brian that you should at least be doing something.
Yeah, definitely.
But
if you think that you're gonna get clout off it, good for you. At least you're doing something about it.
Yeah, it's better to do something than nothing.
Yeah.
This has been, like, a very heavy episode for some people.
I've got one thing I want to talk about. I want to talk about hormone therapy for trans people. I'm only speaking about trans men because I'm not fully educated on trans women, which I do want to look into more so I can be more educated on that.
Also, hold on. Can I say something?
Yeah, go ahead.
I would like to point out that trans women of color are the most marginalized group of the LGBT community. Their lifespan is to 35. Do something about it.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes.
Okay, continue.
So I saw a while back on TikTok, it was this trans dude. He had top surgery, but he isn't on testosterone because he's a singer. That'll totally fuck up with his vocals. And him being a singer.
Who is it? I'm curious.
I don't remember.
Okay.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Yeah, and people in the comments, I looked through them, and I was like, oh my god, you're not on testosterone? Are you even really a trans dude?
Yeah, I'm not saying it correctly. Testosterone.
Testosterone.
No,
testosterone.
Like test?
Testosterone.
You're saying testosterone.
Testosterone. I started on my T's. And people were saying, like, how he's not a real man and stuff, and I find that really frustrating, because you don't have to go on hormones to be a real person.
You said frustrating.
Frustrating?
You're so bad at talking.
Frustrating.
Frustrating.
Oh, there's
an R?
Yeah.
What do you mean there's an R? Frustrating.
T's and R's are not my friends.
My goodness.
But I found it really stupid, because I will go on testosterone because I want that for me. I want to present more masculine, and I feel like that'll make me feel better about myself. And I also want to get top surgery, but I probably won't get bottom surgery. That doesn't bother me. I'm not gonna have sex probably. But it really bothers me how people say you're not really trans if you don't take your correct hormones, and it just
If you want to be a man, you're a man.
Yeah. I mean, that's just how it is. If you
want to feel more comfortable in your body by doing those type of things, then do that.
Yeah, exactly. That's where I'm at.
If you don't, it doesn't make you less of a
man. Also, friends who are friends of trans people, you shouldn't, like, we say this a lot, where we see you as a man, but, like, if you say that, but then you're like, you don't need to go on testosterone, that's not your choice.
Yeah, that's definitely not your choice. Like, whenever you guys, like, say, like, earlier Hannah said that, we were talking about vaginas for some reason.
It was because the earrings I made looked like vaginas.
Yeah, and Hannah said, like, I totally forgot you were a trans dude, and how did you know about vaginas? How did you know what they look like?
Yeah.
And that just made me so happy, because I still sometimes see myself as a woman, because that's just how I was born and stuff, and that, like, fucks my mental health up. But it always feels so validating whenever you guys say that you forget I'm trans, and because I can never forget that.
And if you're, like, a cis person who's friends with a trans person, you shouldn't, like, say, you should go on this. It's the trans person's...
Yeah, it's their life, let them live it how they want to.
Yeah.
And there's certain people that, like, they do this with trans people and with gay people, they're like, ooh, are you my gay best friend? Ooh, those people... those people fucking irritate me.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's just, like, they're only wanting to be friends with this person to make fun of them, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
And how people be like... So a lot of trans people don't like being called soft trans boy, because they're a boy. Okay, they can be a soft boy.
Soft boy.
Yeah, you don't have to add the trans in. That's invalidating them.
And also some people like it.
Yeah,
like,
some people do, but...
That's like a thing for, like, everyone.
Yeah, where that's a personal thing.
Really. Yeah.
So I don't like it when people... This is my personal opinion. I don't like it when people are like, oh, you're my soft trans boy, or...
Ooh, woo, soft bean.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that too. And when people,
I say,
like,
stuff like that all the time.
Yeah. And when people are like... A while back, there was a totally different trans dude. I think he was trans.
Just say, like, masculine.
Masculine presenting person. No, they were trans. Yeah, they were trans. And someone said in their comment section that, oh, you were really handsome. I didn't know you were a trans guy.
That's so rude.
Yeah, it's so rude and so invalidating.
I also, when I was on TikTok, I would get a lot of trans women posts because I'm a lesbian and I love women.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, every time I would, like, look through the comments, they're like, oh, she's so beautiful. And I'm like, they're only saying that because she's a trans woman.
Yeah. Yeah. But it just, like...
It's like that thing where, like, you can... They're, like, not trying to be, like, sarcastic, but it comes off very sarcastic.
Yeah.
It's like a backhanded compliment.
Yeah. It feels very backhanded. There's another thing I was going to talk about.
Do we want to talk about, like, gender? Because all of us struggle with
gender.
That's what I was going to talk about next.
That's kind of what I was going to talk about.
I was going to talk about how I'm definitely struggling with my gender identity, but also I feel like I shouldn't label myself because gender is a social construct and doesn't exist.
Yeah, that's where I'm still struggling with mine.
I want to put in, you guys, like, kind of don't believe in labels. Mm-hmm. But, like, a person like me, I love labels. I want to label myself. And I just think we should...
My brain is very half and half.
We should, like, respect people who don't want labels and who
respect people that want the labels.
Yeah. If you, like, if I said to a person, like, who doesn't want labels, I'm, like, a lesbian and I'm this, I don't actually know. But if I did, they shouldn't say, like, no, you're not. You're just a person.
Yeah, you're just a person.
I want to be called, if you introduce...
It feels validating, right?
If you introduce me as your lesbian friend, I want that.
Yeah.
That's what I do all the time. I always tell people you're my lesbian friend.
I don't like people not labeling me.
Yeah, it feels like they're ignoring it almost.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's just me. It's, like, different for everyone.
Yeah. I was thinking about how people who have she, they, or he, they pronouns, that they feels very neglected.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah,
but
it really does.
I always get all, like, happy days when people use they, them pronouns
for me,
even though I don't go by they, them pronouns.
Yeah.
I try to get better at it, because, like, when I grew up, I never knew a non-binary person until literally last year.
Same, yeah.
Well, I knew gnome, but, like, gnome wasn't out when I knew them.
Yeah.
Anyways, but as, like, a person who, like, never grew up with, like, non-binary friends or anyone who was non-binary, I grew up in a very, like, straight neighborhood.
Yeah.
Straight cis neighborhood. So I personally try to get better at it, and I think that should be everyone's goal.
Yeah, I feel like people, like, for he theys and she theys, what Ryan was saying, people, a lot of people ignore the they part, which is why a lot of people, when they do randomly get called they get, like, super happy, because that never happens. So they end up just using they-them pronouns.
I worry, like, sometimes when I'm talking to you guys, and I say, like, they-them, I feel like I worry that, like, it's going to sound like I'm forcing myself to say it. Because, I mean, I kind of am, because, like, I'm trying to remember
that we use both sets.
Yeah.
Me and Ryan both use, I use he-they, Ryan's use she-they.
I'm, like, comfy with all pronouns, but I'm more like she-they.
Yeah.
If somebody were to call me a he, I wouldn't get mad at you.
Yeah, like, oh, cool. That's a new one.
Yeah, that's a new one. Whatever. Yeah. I was also going to talk about how people are calling non-binary people they-thems.
Yeah,
which I think is very invalidating because not all non-binary people go by they-them.
Yeah, some, I sort of, like, call myself trans non-binary, something like that, like trans NB, because I use he-him. And I represent, like, I'm okay with being trans, and I'm okay being called non-binary, but it feels like I'm not really there.
I always say, I always try to say either trans-masculine, trans-femme, or, like, just femme-masculine-presenting person.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's, like, a better term. Because, like, unless, you know, they don't want to call that. Ask their opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah,
what they want to be called.
I saw people were calling non-binary people, like, gentle thems or theydies, which I think is cute.
Yeah, that is cute.
But if you don't, but if people don't want to be just referred as their pronouns,
yeah,
then don't. I like to say guys, gals, non-binary pals.
Like Thomas Sanders.
Yeah. Like Thomas Sanders, yes.
Because some people go, she gay,
she gay.
She gay. Like,
I'm a she gay.
They go like, I don't remember what it is now, but it was like she gay them or something like that. I don't remember.
I want to.
It was something like that.
God, what's the word? When you're, like, being a better person.
Grow as a person?
No, I want. Whatever. I forgot the word. I want to, like, take back an opinion I used to have. And I feel like this is
reclaim that opinion to be better.
Yeah, I want to, like. In the past, you guys were both here for this. I had a prejudice against he, him, lesbians.
Mm-hmm.
I've grown from that. I like to claim I'm not stupid anymore, and, like, I didn't understand, gender that much.
Mm-hmm.
That gender has no attachment to pronouns?
Yeah, and I would get mad, and I just want to say I don't believe that anymore. Like, if you ever, I don't know, stumble across, like, my past where I said that thing, I don't believe that anymore.
Yeah, we've changed. People do that. Mm-hmm. And it's been 3 months since your last podcast, pretty much, so.
I used to not like neo-pronouns, but I figured if people want to be called whatever they want,
yeah, that's
call them
their
that.
Thing.
And if you struggle with that, then use their name.
Yeah, just go by their name.
Mm-hmm. Or don't refer to them at all.
lost the thought, where is it? So sometimes trans people aren't out to their parents, and so when referring to, like, trans people in front of their parents, I would always talk to them beforehand, so, like, hey, I know you're not out, what do you want me to call me, that's not right wording, what do you want me to call you, so I don't accidentally out you, but I want you to still be comfortable, you know?
I think that goes for everyone.
Yeah.
If they're not out in, like, any form to their parents, you should ask before what do they want to
go by.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that just made a memory reoccur in my brain. It's about Talia, and if Talia's listening to this, then I don't give a fuck. But,
fuck you, Talia.
Period.
Suck my dick.
Suck my spirit dick.
Yeah.
I have a real dick. Excuse you.
I remember when I had what she thought was my first crush on a girl. Not true. I had a crush on this girl called Christine. Mm. She goes to our school. She's very pretty.
Who's Christine?
Christine is one of Caden's friends. I don't think you met her. She's a cheerleader.
Oh.
She's either straight or bisexual, I'm not sure, but she's very, very pretty, and her personality is really nice. Mm. I used to have a huge crush on her, and I was talking to Talia about it, because at that time, Talia was, like, my rock, my emotional support person, my best friend ever. Not the same anymore. Yeah. But,
are we your best friends
yes,
ever?
Yes, you guys are my best friends ever, and Caden. I was talking to her about it, and she was like, have you told your mom yet? And I was like, it's just the same as me having a crush on any other person.
Yeah, so I,
and, yeah, and she was like, well, if you don't tell her, I will. And I was like, well, it's the same, it's not very different. And she was like, yeah, it is different. She thought that I wasn't out to my mom. She was going to out me.
Yeah, I hate when people do that. Like, that's not your... You're not allowed to out.
That's not your place to do so. Even if I wasn't out.
I made that mistake before. I accidentally outed Fia to my parents.
Yeah. I mean, I'm totally cool with that because I was planning on asking you to tell them.
I did talk to Fia. I think it's important if you accidentally make that mistake, talk to the person you accidentally outed. Yeah,
apologize for it. Don't just like...
I remember when we were in your mom's car, and I referred to Theo as Theo and not his dead name, which was the name that your mom thought was his name, and we said it was an inside joke.
We said it was an inside joke, which was a really quick cover-up, and I think it worked for a little bit.
She definitely was skeptical.
Yeah.
But she was nice about it. She was like, if you want me to call you something else, I can call you something else. Like,
yeah, and I did want to say, oh, hey, like, at the moment, I was like, oh, hey, by the way, I'm trans. I do like to go by this and
was
this.
Was that when we saw Beetlejuice, or was that a different one?
That was when we were on our way home from the mall.
Yeah, that was when we went to the mall or something. But yeah, I definitely wanted to, but I was way too scared and still not confident with myself to come out to others.
So, I just think if you do that mistake, talk to the person, apologize, talk about it, you know.
I remember when I met you, and you were going by...
I went by so many different names while I was just...
You were going by your dead name, and also Simon. And so I would refer to you as Simon to my mom, and then I switched to Theo, and she was like, who is Theo?
I remember this point in time where you were changing names so much, I just didn't know.
Yeah.
And I was like, what do I say?
What do I call you now?
Yeah, I went by my dead name, I shortened it, I went by Simon. Did I go by anything else? I think I tried to go by Eli, but I didn't like it. I think I wanted to go by...
My cousin's name is Eli. He's so gross.
I don't think I can imagine you with any other name.
Yeah, and the funny thing is, when I, like, first chose Theo, a funny thing you said was that, like, you don't see that as my name.
Yeah,
but
I did.
But skip to a month later, and you're like, oh, Theo, what's up, my dog? Say that me.
God.
I said it mostly, like, as a joke.
Yeah.
But, because, like, again, if you're trans... friend is like, I want to go by this name now. Don't say no.
No, that's not a good name for you. Don't. Just,
if that's the name that they feel comfortable
There's
with,
so many flies on my monster. Guess I'm not drinking that. sorry, I got sidetracked.
Oh, you're totally fine. Oh, I don't remember what we were talking about. We were talking about gender. That's what I remember.
Oh, yeah, and if you ever fuck up your friend's pronouns in front of them, just correct yourself and casually move on. Don't make a big deal about
Say sorry, move on. Say, like, hey, whoops. Because, like, I remember one time we were walking to the park and I accidentally called you a girl. I was like, oh, sorry, and then move on.
Yeah, I was totally cool with that.
Yeah, whenever I still struggle with the they-them pronouns, sometimes I screw up, but I always correct myself as I say it and then don't make a big deal about it, and I'll just say, oh, wait, no. If I say she, her, instead of they, them, I'll just say, oh, they did this, blah, 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 and then just, like,
I have two things I want to say. So, I used to go by she, her pronouns and all that stuff. So whenever I, like, talk about my past where I was still identifying, still using those pronouns and my dead name, I just always refer to myself as they, because that's not suspicious that much, and I don't have to misgender myself.
Yeah.
And just, like, if you're ever talking about, like, someone that's changed their gender identity, just always talk to them and don't use their old name or their old pronouns, because that's, like, it doesn't feel good.
As, like, a general rule, if you're, like, a straight cis person and you have friends who are queer, talk to them and find out what they want to identify as. Some people don't want to identify as queer, so don't describe them as queer if they don't want labels.
Yeah.
Describe them however they want.
Yeah.
Like, if I was friends, I am friends with Aubrey, who's straight and cis. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to, like, be described as the gay friend. I want to be described as the lesbian friend.
Yeah.
Because I like lesbian more because it's seen as this dirty word, and that's just not true. So I'm reclaiming it for myself.
Yeah, which is a really good thing. Very proud of you.
So I don't like, I personally don't really like being called the gay friend. If you call me gay, I'm not going to be like, no.
No, it's not okay with me.
I don't care that much, but like, I would rather be described as a lesbian because I am a lesbian.
Yeah.
I don't like dudes.
Period. Yeah. Am I allowed to talk about how I used to like you and how we fake dated?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, back in middle school, me and Hannah fake dated when I was still identifying as a girl to, like, mess with our friends and stuff. And I still kind of like Hannah because she's kind of cool, you know? And, oh God, the words. Completely forgot what I was gonna say.
I feel the way about both of you guys. I have had a crush on both of you, and then sometimes I'm like, oh yeah, whatever, sure.
Yeah.
I kind of have a crush on you, not really though.
Yeah.
Like, you guys are cool, but you're mostly just my friends, you know.
Yeah.
I have a weird thing with crushes.
I do too.
If
but
I don't,
so weird.
If I don't have a crush on you immediately, I'm probably never gonna have a crush on you.
Mm-hmm.
If I think you hot.
I think you hot. Nice.
If I think you hot. I'm going with it. If I think you hot, I'm gonna, like, I'm probably gonna admit it later on.
Yeah, you're probably gonna say something like, hey, shorty, you kinda cute.
But, like, I'm probably, not gonna have a crush on you. Like, if I wanna date a girl,
mm-hmm.
I would have to have, like, a crush on you immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why. That's just how my brain is.
Mm-hmm.
For me, dating, I've dated 4 people, 2 girls and 2 boys. I don't count one of them as a relationship because it was online and he moved away and lost contact with me. The bitch.
Are you guys still technically dating?
Yeah, we're technically dating. And we've been dating since we've been 10. So, some random dude in Texas named Mason, we're still dating, by the way. Fuck you for ignoring me. But dating is really weird for me because I can never tell if I like someone because my brain just doesn't work like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, both of you guys are very attractive. Like, I wouldn't mind, like, going on dates with you guys, but I'm not comfortable kissing and doing all that
mm-hmm.
normal relationship stuff because that just doesn't sit right with me. Like, it's cute and I would love to do it, but it just doesn't feel right.
Also, I just had a thing pop up in my mind. We joke a lot about dating each other.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
We call ourselves a throuple, but we're not
dating.
And I think if you have like a lesbian friend like me and you're like a dude or you present as masculine,
yeah.
I think you should like ask your friend if like that's okay. Like it's okay with us. I know it's like not
serious
because I'm confident in my sexuality that I can like joke about it.
Yeah.
I just wanted to throw that in. That just, like, popped into my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And same, like, if you're, like, a girl or percent femme and you have, like, a gay dude friend, you should also ask if that's okay.
Yeah. Like, when I told Hannah that I'd crush on her, she totally, like, made fun of me, which was really funny. It got annoying after a little bit because you kept bringing it up, but I'm over it now, like, I don't care. But, like, when I came out to you, that's not the right wording. When I said I liked you, you were really cool about it, because you already knew, because I'm obvious as fuck.
Mm-hmm. I knew before you told
me. Yeah, I came to you for advice.
Also,
I was scared.
Ryan had a crush on Theo.
I did have a crush on Theo for a bit. Okay, we were talking...
Oh my god!
Yeah, we were
please
talking-
do, tell the story!
We were talking about crushes in our group chat, and Ryan was talking about the dude she liked, and I was like, wait, who do you like? And
after I had told Theo that I had a crush on him.
It was like a few days later. I was like, wait, who do you like? Wait, why are you guys laughing at me? What's happening? And then you guys said, it's you, Theo, you fucking idiot. I was like, oh my god, I'm so sorry.
I blocked that out of my memory.
I don't blame you. Like, I make so many stupid mistakes just because I don't think fully sometimes.
Mm-hmm. You thought Napoleon were the people from Nepal.
I say so many stupid things.
Yeah.
And it's awesome.
I also have another quote from you in my phone that says, is Africa in America or am I just stupid?
I don't remember saying that, but I probably
Wasn't it like South America?
Yeah, but I asked if like South America was still a part of America.
Has America in its name? Not gonna mention that.
Yeah. And I forget the simplest of things because I don't care about them. If I don't want to remember something, I'm not gonna remember it.
And, like, I do that, too. Like,
yeah.
Sometimes when my mind's running super fast, I don't really think about words that are coming out of my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you cute.
Yeah.
It's just it's a weird thing.
Brains are weird.
Yeah.
Brains are weird, yeah.
I'll totally fuck you over. As someone with really bad social anxiety, they fuck you over.
Oh, yeah.
I was gonna say something, but I completely forgot what I was gonna say.
Yeah.
Say it anyways.
Nice.
How far are we?
We're about an hour.
We're an hour and 4 minutes.
Oh, nice.
So we hit, like, our at least time limit, but we can still keep talking if we have stuff to say.
Yeah.
Super controversial hot take.
Oh.
Hot take.
Hot take.
Hot take. Hot take. This is gonna make me sound like a bitch and absolutely, a non-cultured white person, but Ricky Montgomery is amazing and the best artist I have heard since Elton John. Elton John is very much over Ricky Montgomery, but I feel like they're very close in my book right now. Anyway, that's very controversial.
I like
that. I disagree with it. I think Chloe and Halle are the best. For me right now. Also, let's talk about how you don't think I'm a Swiftie.
Oh my god. Yeah. Hannah is
the
biggest
Swiftie ever.
She's Taylor Swift's number one fan.
Oh yeah. Hannah has literally stopped talking to us for like hours on end because of new Taylor Swift.
I will tell you, if her album comes out, I'll tell you, like, I'm gonna ignore you for, like, the next hour so I can listen to it.
Yeah, if something that Hannah really likes, if it posts something new, if a new music thing comes out, she'll completely ignore us, but she'll give us a heads up saying, hey, I'm ignoring you guys for a few hours because this came out.
Because, like, when I have hyperfixations, I have hyperfixations.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it is insane how obsessed I am with things. You guys can vouch for me.
Oh yeah. You've got really good like obsessions though, because we both like them. The things you like, we like, because they're cool.
I think I just know my friends a lot.
Mm-hmm. You definitely do.
Like if I like something, because here's the thing, I'm a people pleaser. Mm-hmm. So like if I like things, I expect you guys to like them, because like I try to like match my personality with you guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I still like. Say, I'm talking about this with my therapist, but I still, like, stay true to myself, but, like, you know, I'm a people pleaser.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You and he who must not be named are the reason why I started watching anime, and the reason why I really wanted to like anime.
Honestly, I'm kind of
I've only found one that I really, really
I'm
like
kind of
so
off of anime now.
Are you trying to think of who he must not be named?
Yeah.
F. I...
Oh, okay. I was gonna say something and I totally forgot.
I almost texted him the other day, but I didn't.
I'm so proud.
I was literally like taking photos of like, hey, we haven't caught up in a while. What do you have to? But I didn't send it.
I think you should
it.
Block him.
Yeah. I mean, in my personal opinion, he's really not a good guy and he's very toxic, but that's just from what I know about him.
Here's the thing, what I think about him. Mm-hmm. I think he is a good guy. I think he's a good guy on a political stance.
Yeah.
He doesn't have any toxic masculinity, which I adore.
Mm-hmm, which
I adore that about him, and it's the reason why I started having a huge crush on him. Mm-hmm. But he is not a good guy, like, socially and emotionally.
Yeah, that's for sure.
I have
He doesn't care about anybody else's feelings except for his.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, technically, I don't know if he knows that we're not on speaking terms, but, it got to the point where it was a very one-sided friendship, and I never really got time to, like, heal after the breakup, so, because I wanted to instantly keep talking to him and be friends with him, but then I just stopped talking to him for weeks, and he never talked to me. The only contact we've had in the past 5 weeks... is he liked one of my comments on a TikTok video that he saw.
Can I, like, talk about the Among Us thing that happened?
Yeah, I was gonna bring that up.
Okay, so I have a personal gripe with him. We were playing Among Us. I forgot who started the joke, but...
Probably one of us.
I think it was me. I started saying every time he killed me, that was homophobic. Mm. And it was like a
a joke.
It was a joke.
It was a funny.
And like he started saying it about himself. Like he would say, whenever we killed him, that was like
very homophobic.
It wasn't like homophobic. It was just like not.
Was it like sexist or something?
Probably sexist.
I don't know what he said.
It was like a prejudice. He was basically saying it was a prejudice if we killed him. And like I knew he was saying it as a joke, but like if you're a straight cis person,
white too. He's also white.
You can't make jokes like that.
You're not prejudiced at all.
Yeah.
Not for those things anyway.
Yeah.
Unless your friends are okay with it, you're just not allowed to say. And we were like complete strangers at this moment.
Yeah, like this was our first time talking to him pretty much.
And he like kept saying it specifically to me.
Yeah.
And I got like
really like
about it. I have a big thing against like guys in general because like trauma and stuff.
Yeah,
we're not going to talk about that.
This isn't therapy.
The thing about Finn is he's also a people pleaser.
Mm-hmm.
He's very much like, if you feel uncomfortable with that, I will stop saying it. I will drop it, and
but
I will.
But you
stop.
Have to say something to him to get him to stop it.
But
and people with anxiety, we can't do that.
Exactly, he doesn't understand that. He doesn't get like social cues about that.
Yeah.
And, again, I have really bad social anxiety, and I have, like, a thing against men in general. Like, I'm very wary of men.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I meet a guy, I'm gonna be like, oh.
Yeah.
Me too.
So, that was, like, my personal gripe against him. I still hold it against him.
Yeah. And, there was times where, like, you left the Among Us game to text one of us to say, hey, I'm uncomfortable at this.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell him to shut the fuck up?
Mm-hmm.
And whenever you left, he would always say something about it. And I'm like, dude, shut up. You're pissing me off now.
Yeah.
Because we're trying to defuse a situation so one of us don't blow up on
him. Definitely makes
a lot of comments.
He talks a lot.
Yeah, he talks,
he talks a lot. And he wants to be the funny guy. He wants to be the butt of the joke. He wants to be the class clown. But, that's Elton John, not Beatles. But, like, he doesn't get that some jokes aren't funny to people.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, if you are a straight, cis, white guy,
mm-hmm.
and you say, ha ha, this is so prejudiced against me, that's not funny.
Yeah.
That's not funny to me.
Mm-hmm.
Why would, again, you say that to, like, a complete stranger?
Yeah.
Who you don't know anything about?
You don't know their sense of humor, you don't know what ticks them off, you don't know what their triggers are.
Yeah.
It was very annoying.
Yeah, and whenever, when one of us were, like, our social battery was really low or something, we would take a step back for a few minutes,
mm-hmm.
recharge it, get away from them, that person, and I feel like he would always just, like, keep bringing it up. Like, when Hannah had to step away for a minute because he was really pissing you off,
mm-hmm.
he kept bringing it up, where's Hannah? Is she coming back? Where'd she go?
And
everything okay?
He has also been diagnosed with ADHD, and that's part of the problem. He wasn't taking medication for it then.
Okay.
He is now.
I personally, I don't think mental illness is an excuse.
Mm-hmm.
It's my personal opinion, but
yeah.
I remember this. I remember specifically what he said that really ticked me. He kept saying, "Oh, I'm gonna kill Hannah."
Yeah, he was targeting you.
Yeah. Nope. No. No.
Yeah.
No.
Having a white straight cis man target you with like murder, even in a video game,
yeah.
You're like.
I'm like getting emotional about it now. I'm really trying not to cry. But just don't say that to a person that you don't know.
Yeah, it can be really triggering, especially if like you don't know them at all.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
You're good.
It is very annoying that he did that. I forgot all about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was still like, ah, you're so cute. I like you.
I remember
when that happened.
Like while that was going on, I was like fully.
Freaking out.
Crying. And I was like, oh god, this is supposed to be like a fun time. I can't cry right now. You guys keep talking.
But yeah, he was just very people, trying to people please, and just not succeeding at all.
No, he wasn't.
What else should we talk about?
I don't know. Yeah, that's why I said he who must not be named.
Yeah.
Nobody likes him anymore.
Yeah.
Not even...
Even during the birthday thing.
Yeah.
You know, he was nice to me in the beginning, but he was just kind of...
Especially, like, when we found out, like, when he started dating the other person, and how he, in relationship, he expects
sexual activity.
Yeah.
He's not even... Technically, I haven't said his name yet, so...
No, you did say his name at once.
I did. Well, yeah. Too bad. I'm completely exposing him. But, he is not the legal age of consent yet.
How old is he? Isn't he, like, 15?
He's 15. He turns 16 in May? May. May sounds right. I think he said his birthday was May something. I don't know. But, yeah, he did say that. I got too sidetracked trying to remember his birthday.
I was talking about how he expects sexual
intercourse. Oh, yeah. And I was talking to his best friend, Ben, about it, who's also really mad at him because he just doesn't talk to anybody anymore. Mm-hmm. I was talking about how in his breakup message to me, he said he wasn't in a great mental place to date anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And then he didn't talk to me for a really, really, really long time.
And
then
that
I
really
found out
you up.
And that really fucked me up. And then I found out he was already dating some other girl. So he just didn't want to date me anymore.
And he made up an excuse.
Yeah, and he made up an excuse, which made me think, okay, well, maybe when you're feeling in a better mental state, we can try again. It made me, like, hopeful for the future, and it was just stupid. And I'm also really glad that we never met up when we were dating,
mm-hmm.
because I feel like he would have pressured me into something I wasn't ready for.
Yeah. I think, going back to, like, that sex thing, expected sex in a relationship, if you're, like, someone like me who's sexually driven a lot,
mm-hmm.
You shouldn't, like, expect sex.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I think you talk to your partner that you're very sexually driven, but
mm-hmm.
you shouldn't say...
Set some boundaries.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely set boundaries,
yeah.
though.
I'm not crying anymore. I just wet. I'm not fixing that.
So I'm not, like, a very sexual person.
Me neither.
But,
I mean, like,
I mean,
none of them.
Yeah, sort of, but not really, you know?
Yeah.
Good now?
Yeah.
Okay. But, like,
sweaty. Holding yours.
Sorry.
Imagine having sex. It sounds so awkward.
Yeah, like, I watch porn and stuff because, you know, that's what gets me going. But I can never imagine
porn
myself.
Porn is so funny sometimes.
Yeah, it's hilarious sometimes. But, like, there'll be times where I'll try to imagine myself doing sexual things to, like, other people are having sex, and I'm just
mm-hmm.
like, I don't like that. It just makes me so uncomfortable.
I'm okay with watching other people do that, but I don't want to imagine myself doing that because it makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I'm the complete opposite.
Yeah, I mean, there's been some times where I fantasize about, like, doing things, but...
Yeah.
If you don't fantasize about fucking your friends, are you really friends?
Yeah.
For real.
Yeah.
Honestly.
I mean, I've had not sexual dreams with either of you two.
I 100% have had a sex dream about Hannah.
Yes!
I've had a sex dream about you.
I sort of had a dream like that, but not really.
We were in public, too!
What?
The
mall!
Oh my god. I don't remember mine.
You have to tell us about this afterwards.
I will.
But, like, there's been times where I'll fall asleep thinking about us, like, all living together where we're dating, and, like,
mm-hmm.
nothing sexual happens between us. We're just three friends chilling in an apartment
like
together,
living
together.
Oh, God, what's it called? The relation, queer platonic relationship.
Yes, those. I love those. Because, like...
We be in a queer platonic relationship.
We kind of are.
We kind of are.
We already are, Ryan. Like, I mean, I would be totally fine if you guys were like, hey, do you want to start dating? I'd be like, sure. Fuck yeah. I mean, if all three of us can do it, cool. You guys are cool.
Technically, I would have a girlfriend and a boyfriend.
Yeah.
But
like, I would be totally cool being in a poly relationship as long as I trusted the people.
Exactly.
And they didn't expect me to do sexual things.
If we were in a poly relationship, it would be like that, like a kind of triangle, but not, like, one half
be
is
like
broken
a,
off.
It'd be like a V?
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be a V, because you two would date, and I would date you. But
mm-hmm.
me and Hannah want to date. She's a lesbian. I'm a dude.
Yeah.
That's not...
I've sometimes fantasized about having sex with you.
Your face is so uncomfortable.
Fun little fact, I was not aware of that.
Hey,
I don't
Theo,
remember.
Your blush is purple now.
I don't remember what I was doing. I think I was just like, I'm a very, like, fast thinker. I think a lot, all the time. And I think I was just, like, doing one of those, I'm just staring at my ceiling thinking. I was like, that'd be interesting.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah.
That was basically it, I think. I don't remember the dream I had about you. I remember it was very dark.
I don't remember what we were doing, per se.
When are we going to end this podcast episode?
Never.
We're just all going.
It's so long.
This is a movie now.
Oh, yeah.
Is it? Hold on.
It's like an hour.
Yeah, this is a movie.
This is almost a Disney movie.
Oh, my
God. Yeah, for real.
We should probably cap it off an hour, Fernie.
Yeah, probably.
Somebody should animate this.
No, absolutely not.
Animating sucks.
I want to see the part where I start crying in the middle of a podcast episode.
Yeah.
But I remember we were in the mall, and it was like a...
Was I there, or did you guys just ditch me?
No, you weren't there at all.
It was tea party time. God damn it.
Tea party thing.
Oh my God, we have this weird insight. I don't remember how this started. It was in Minecraft.
It was in Minecraft.
Where me, if like me and Ryan are hanging out, but Fio's not there, it's a tea party.
Yeah. I mean, if I'm out of the picture, you guys just have a lovely tea party. Yeah, it was in Minecraft. It was in the Minecraft realm things that we had.
Ooh, woof, that server. Should we talk about that?
I mean, we can. Were you still talking about your dream, though?
Oh, yeah, we were in, like, a window room at the mall. Wait. There were lots of people, but nobody could see through the windows. It was a one-way window.
So...
It was like a mirror for them on the outside.
It was like a human exhibit.
Yes, but nobody could see us. We could see people. They could see us.
Who was the top?
It was me, actually.
That's false.
Yeah.
That's not true.
It's not.
Hannah's a top, but she acts like a bottom.
She does. She does. I'm apparently a switch, but I'm pretty sure I'm just a bottom.
Same. I could top it sometimes, but again,
I'm mad at you that you were at the top. I'm never talking to you
again. It was a dream.
I'm never talking to you again.
Yeah. We can talk with the server now.
The server?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Do you want to...
I'll start it off. Yeah,
let's get into this.
Me and this kid from my programming class, which I still sometimes talk to, even though I really wish I didn't, because we share class together and sometimes we have program projects together. But we wanted to make up a Minecraft server because I really like Minecraft, and I was back into that phase where I was hyperfixating on Minecraft for a little bit.
You mean like every other week?
Shut up. Once a month.
You're one to talk.
I know. Me with Stardew Valley.
Yeah. We really wanted to get a server going with like kind of like a like the Dream SMP, but like without all that.
Mm-hmm.
And we got a server up and running. I asked a lot of people. There's like 20 people in there now without us three.
Mm-hmm.
And he started joking. Am I allowed?
Do you want to put a trigger warning real quick?
Yeah. I don't know how to word.
A little bit of anti-Semitism is happening.
They were talking about,
that word.
That N-word.
Yeah.
Yeah, the other one.
The other N.
Hitler.
Yeah. Hitler. Mm-hmm.
Talking about that.
Okay.
And so the reason it started is because one person wanted to name their village after, like...
Nazi Germany.
Yeah.
It was Nazi Germany.
It was.
And
why?
But he started joking about that as if that was just, haha, funny, when it wasn't. And so many people, like, we weren't even playing on the server at the time. We were doing our own thing.
They were chatting about it in the Discord.
Yeah, they were talking about it in the Discord.
I don't remember what I was
I remember
doing.
What ticked me off and it made me leave the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
The Pebble Lord is the guy.
Yeah, that's
the at.
Do you
of
know his real name?
Yeah, I do.
Should say it.
Rebel. He probably has, like, a different name, but he goes by Rebel.
I'm pretty sure it's that guy from my old choir class. It sounds just like him. If that is, his name is Thomas. I would go by a different name if my name was Thomas. Anyway, sidetracked a little bit. It was the thing that he said. He said that that Ensler equals funny.
Yeah. He was just full on joking about it, thinking it was just something so cool. And the chat immediately started flooding with people that weren't even active at the time, being like, whoa, not cool, not something to joke about.
I wonder how many people left then.
Yeah, I don't know.
When I saw it, I was like, there's no way I'm doing this. Mm-hmm. So I told Fio I'm gonna leave.
Yeah, so we all left.
Then I did too.
Because, like, that's not something you joke about. You don't joke about those kind of things.
And, like, with my, like, issues that I have right now, I'm not dealing with that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't need a stack moron.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And you were really pissed off at it.
I was, like, full on ranting in our chat.
Mm-hmm. Because that's just, that's not okay. You don't joke about that kind
of
thing.
And, like, here's the thing. None of us are Jewish. Mm-hmm. Just disclaimer. But
I don't think any of us stand by religion, really.
No. Not the topic.
Yeah, sorry.
But in the world, there's a lot of anti-Semitism. Yeah. Sorry, I'm not good at words.
Maybe that's how, I think that's how you say it.
But, like, a lot of people who are anti-Semitic
people.
Yeah. That's running wild in the world today. And it's, right? Like, it's very hidden.
There are new ones, like.
Yeah. But, like, that's a major issue. And to, like, add on to that by talking about Nazi Germany. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah. For real. I literally said that in chat, and I said, what the fuck, dude?
Yeah, I mean, so many people were saying similar things to that, and he was like, I was just joking, calm down, it's a joke.
And someone said,
haha, funny joke! No one's laughing.
Someone in the server said, so you're gonna allow Nazi Germany, but not Zimbabwe?
Yeah.
Like, what?
No, just,
okay.
Isn't Zimbabwe just a place?
Yeah.
I think that's what they wanted to name their place. Yeah. I don't know how, I don't know.
Zimbabwe, our village's name, like, was Puthe.
I think Zimbabwe is in Africa. I could be wrong.
I'm not sure.
Don't hold us accountable for that. Don't quote us on that.
Yeah, we don't.
We're probably
know.
Wrong. CEO thought Africa was in America.
Hey, shut up. I'm bad at all classes.
This podcast episode has gone on too long. We talked about so many things.
We could
so
probably, like, if we still have more things to talk about, we could end this and just do another one right after and post it later.
We're gonna cap this one off. I'm sorry if you listened to all of it.
Yeah. For real.
I'm very sorry.
Who has that kind of time on their hands? I stopped, like, an hour ago.
I do.
Like, the first minute, and, like, nah, screw this.
So, sorry. Thanks for listening. If you went all the way.
Yeah.
It's
been a pleasure.
We appreciate you.
Yeah. If you have opinions, send them to us.
Yeah.
And
I'll go ahead and put our ads down in the description.
And we'll probably respond. Do not send them to me directly. I will not respond.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even think we have our personal things on our Rythana accounts.
Talk. But yeah, don't send them to me directly. I will not respond. Send them to one of our group accounts.
Hannah only talks to us.
Yeah. Again, bad social anxiety. This is why I'm in therapy.
Yay.
Ooh, I want therapy so bad, man.
Okay. Goodbye. Remember, drink water, take your meds. We love you.
Take a shower.
Yeah.
Don't be like me and forget to take a shower.
Today was my first shower in weeks.
Nice. Very proud.
Yeah,
take your vitamins. Don't be like me who forgot their vitamins.
I take vitamins all the time. They suck.
Yeah. Wear a mask.
Be
safe.
Hydrate or dehydrate.
Socially distance. And that's it. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.